Now we're going to do one more exercise as a way of getting further into this story. You may not have done this before, but I'm told that many people have found it very helpful. In fact, this is how the story was originally passed on. So what I'd like for us to do is to get together now with one other person and take the next 15 minutes to try to commit the story to memory.
Whoa, you gotta be kidding. There's no way I could do that.
Now, Rusty, you do this all the time in your work. After all, your work depends on your remembering lots of stuff. And you do it well. I know, your friends tell me that all the time. Rusty's got a memory like an elephant.
Oh, but that's different. I remember all that stuff because I have to know it for work. After a while, it becomes second nature.
I think that's just the point of this activity, Rusty. This may sound difficult at first, but only because it seems new. Try not to let it scare you from trying. This is not an exact science. We don't have to memorize the story word for word. In fact, we can help each other commit the story to memory. I'm told there are several things that help. First off, notice how one thing follows another and mark your pen with what happens first, second, etc. Then try to commit each part to memory by a word or two. For example, in the boat, Jesus goes off to pray, etc. Let's give it a try. Get with one other person and take the first couple of minutes dividing up the story for yourself and going over it in your mind. Then take turns telling the story to each other. As you listen to one another, don't nitpick the details, but just try to help the other remember the next part if they should get lost. The idea of this prayer is to experience one more way of making a scripture passage speak to us. Their story becomes our story. We have 15 minutes for this.
I'll try anything once, I guess. But what were those steps again?
Okay. To commit a story to memory, once you become familiar with the general story, first, notice the sequence of the story. What happens first? What happens second? What happens next? Second, mark off each part and then underline a word or a phrase that reminds you of that part. And third, practice telling the story several times with another person who's there to help you when you get stuck. To help those who've never done this before, the present story is broken down into parts for you on page 145.